92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe ice. We hear it all the time from the DNR. Now the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is echoing the refrain. A 23-year-old man was trying to walk across the Fox River in Oshkosh this week when he broke through the ice. He was able to get out of the water and get to shore, where he called 911. A passerby who saw him struggling also called 911. The man got assistance from law enforcement and first responders and thankfully was not injured. Again, no ice is 100% safe, especially if there's a current like in the Fox River. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. Melissa Kay reports.
State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility.
It's also important to remember that headlights should be white or amber without decorative covers. A couple universities in the Wisconsin system have some big plans now that the State Building Commission has approved $206 million to be used statewide. At UW-Milwaukee, some of that money will go toward fixing water leak seals at Chapman Hall. Meanwhile, $137.5 million is earmarked for the renovation of Polk Library at UW-Oshkosh. The commission also approved funding for some improvements at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which serves patients and inmates statewide. A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Wisconsin yesterday, speaking at a machining facility in Plover in Portage County as part of the post-State of the Union tour. This was his first visit to the Badger State since last August when he was in La Crosse. Republicans saw the visit as a chance to talk up manufacturing and the economy and to put a spotlight on 3rd Congressional District GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden. Democrats called the visit a political photo op. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Assembly has passed proposed legislation to reclassify the sandhill crane and establish a hunting season for that bird. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The bill introduced by State Representative Paul Tittle would classify the sandhill crane as a migratory game bird. With the reclassification, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to authorize the hunt, establish hunting zones, and create a sandhill crane hunter education program. It now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Sandhill cranes have become troublesome for farmers, causing significant crop damage losses. The legislation would allow farmers to take advantage of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife program called the Wildlife Damage Abatement Fund, which can only be accessed if the wildlife causing that crop loss is authorized for hunting. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The International Crane Foundation argues that data shows a hunting season would not significantly improve crop loss issues. The DNR is looking into setting certain bird seasons for the next 4 years. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on migratory bird hunting season frameworks for 2026 through 2030. In the past, waterfowl and other migratory bird seasons were set year by year, but with near unanimous support from conservation groups and hunters, the DNR is moving to a multi-year structure for the first time. Anyone interested in Wisconsin's migratory bird seasons can submit comments through an online form on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage, by email, or at one of the four public hearings. Three in-person hearings are set for March 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, with a virtual option on March 4th. Comments will be accepted through March 6th. After that, a final season structure will go before the Natural Resources Board for approval. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin's top assembly leader, Robin Voss, is digging in his heels against a new lawsuit that claims the state school funding system is unconstitutional and overfunds the school choice program. The suit was filed Monday and argues that kids are not getting equal shots at basic learning, that special education support isn't adequate, and that $700 million in private choice programs this year defies a Supreme Court limit. Voss called the suit a meritless activist ploy to ruin the voucher program and take control away from the legislators. Lawmakers are working on legislation to regulate cryptocurrency kiosks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Many in Wisconsin are being targeted in crypto kiosk scams.
It's not unique to Wood County. It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis talking with WFHR. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Assembly Bill 968 passed with amendments. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. As rising costs and falling prices take their toll, more and more Wisconsin farmers are turning to bankruptcy. A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies jumped 46% nationwide in 2025. Wisconsin saw 16 filings in 2025 compared to just two in both 2023 and 2024. A Madison bankruptcy attorney tells WPR that most farmers seek help too late. And economists are saying that farmers are staying afloat by borrowing against their land. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Another Bucks home game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks with a great spot in the regular season schedule. 9 out of their current 10 games are at home at Fiserv Forum, and tonight it's the Bucks and the third place Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a 118-116 win over the Cavaliers. The Badgers play in Seattle 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin looking to bounce back after losing to the Oregon Ducks Wednesday night. We're at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Wisconsin Badger linebacker Mason Reigert ran a 4.7 in the 40-yard dash. I asked him about playing for the Badgers last season.
Super blessed to have an opportunity, surrounded by great coaches and teammates alike, and just really development in me, or pushing me to be a better person and player throughout this last year. You know, this was my last chance to play college football, and to have the opportunity to do it at Wisconsin, it was a great year.
That's Wisconsin's Mason Reigert with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. A little breezy, but mostly sunny with a high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, some light snow. We could get around an inch of accumulation with a high tomorrow only 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.